warning that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I have to make a confession to you. Some of my colleagues out there get to do some things I envy quite a lot. And one of them went out there and did two things on my bucket list last week. Coming from BearingArms.com, which is a it's an offshoot of TownHall.com, and if you've never been to Bearing Arms, this is guerrilla journalism. They get in, make the point, get out. It's not long-winded. They hit the pertinent facts. Leave it up to you. Joining me from Bearing Arms is the man at Bearing Arms, Bob Owens. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for taking the time to join me. Now, you did two things last week I would love to do. And the first thing that you did was you got to be on the phone in a, I guess, like a radio conference call or a press conference with Josh Sugarman, the head of the Violence Policy Center, didn't you?
I absolutely did, and it was all the fun I expected it to be.
Now, as a guy who does most of his stuff in print, you had to be taking notes. Were there some times when he would be saying something that your eyes would start to roll and the page would blur and you were like, did he really just say that? I mean, is he saying all the stuff he says with a straight face?
The my eye roll started just simply reading the invite for the call. His delusions of adequacy are greatly overstated, and the view that they have of the world is so utterly warped that I'm really quite surprised they have the ability to even function.
How did you get an invite to call? Did they think you were just with Town Hall or something?
It was actually not sent to me. It was sent to somebody on their call-in list, who then forwarded it to friendly journalists.
You guys have a mole, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to get this information, but I did. And so it was interesting to see what they think and how we act in their minds. So I'm just glad he survived the call.
Because you're an insurrectionist.
Absolutely.
In their worldview, you are an insurrectionist.
Absolutely. They have a very unique perspective of the role of government and the role of the citizenry in a representative democracy in our republic. And, they believe that we should bow down to the government and be good little serfs and do what we are told to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why the concept of something like the Second Amendment, which the founders specifically created to be that barrier, that bulwark against tyranny, irritates them to no end.
Now, with some of the stuff that he was putting out, was it your impression that he thought he was talking to a purely sympathetic audience?
Oh, absolutely. They would not have invited anyone else. This was geared towards the mainstream media. I'm fairly confident it was aimed at purely the left side of the mainstream media. I rather strongly doubt anybody from Town Hall or Fox or even any of the more moderate mainstream media reporters were invited to this.
Now, typically, the Violence Policy Center and the other Josh organization, I always get the two Joshes confused, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, typically they were looked upon by even some of the people in the gun control community as a little extreme. What kind of questions were being asked? I mean, were any questions being asked by the mainstream players?
Nobody said a single word. I got the only question made in the call, and for all I know, Bill, I was the only person on the call.
He wasn't even talking to dozens of outlets.
No, I doubt he was talking to more than three or four people.
Right.
Because they're just not taken seriously for good reason. I did manage to get in a word edgewise, and hit them with data where, John Lott had taken apart their research data that they were trying to use, and that's what I called sugar mom. As I went through the data, I pointed out that the data they have pulled and decided to misrepresent as representative of the sort of things that concealed carriers do was completely bogus without any sort of scientific merit to it. And it was quite interesting to listen to him sputter and stumble trying to defend what was essentially fabricated.
Did you hear any whispering when you asked the question, hey, go check out this phone number, see where it's coming from?
I did not. I don't think that they were prepared for that. I doubt that I will find my way back in again.
You're going to have to get one of those software programs that makes up phone numbers like the collection services use. To find your way back.
Right.
The Violence Policy Center and the I don't know which one does it, but one of them says that if the government does it, it's constitutional. And that's their worldview. That's how fun their worldview is. Did you hear any of that?
I think it's more than just one or two of them. It's pretty obvious that, Brady and whatever Bloomberg has rebranded his group this week, since he's gone through four organizations in the past 6 or 8 years. They all have that worldview. And that is the reason that these organizations exist. Every anti-gun group is a liberty control group. They are out there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to give the government a clear monopoly on the use of force so that they can do what they want to do without any possible resistance from the American people.
You didn't record that by any chance, did you?
No, I did not.
That would be so entertaining to listen to that. Did he make the trek to Indianapolis to follow up on his call to arms against the NRA Terroristic Society?
I did not see him. Then again, I don't know. So many of these gun control groups have such a small budget since
they have no members.
They don't have any members. They are supported by a handful of wealthy left-wing foundations. And other than Bloomberg putting $50 million into Moms Demand Action from illegal mayors every town, or whatever they're calling themselves, they don't have a budget to travel. I would be very surprised if he actually made it there. I did see some anti-gun folks there.
We're going to talk about that after the break. Let's don't give that away because
all right.
You got to tell everybody how they find what Bob Owens does.
Well, you can go to bearingarms.com. There is also a link at the top of townhall.com that will lead you to Bearing Arms.
Straight to it. Straight to it. Some of your stuff appears on Town Hall, doesn't it?
It does. It occasionally shows up there, and I also write the Bearing Arms column in the Town Hall monthly magazine.
Right. I'm glad to see some of these mainstream talking conservative outlets are finally looking to gun people for Second Amendment stuff, because they're for it, but in a lot of cases, they don't know why. And I'm glad to see some educated folks get in on that. You hang on, please. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com, Bob Owens, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to share something with you, one of my little evil fantasies. I want to dress up in a pair of tactical pants, boots, a combat shirt with some of the most obscene morale patches on the Velcro, with a plate carrier that will stop a 50 caliber round. I want a ball cap with a skull on it like the Punisher. I want a pair of sunglasses that makes me look absolutely satanic. And then I want to stick out my hand to Shannon Watts and try to strike up a discussion. That hasn't happened yet. But my guest got about as close as anybody's going to get, because while he was at the NRA convention, he decided to seek out the very well-hidden counter-protest that was put out there by the Moms Demand Action. We're joined again by Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Bob, it was a little bit like being on the demilitarized zone in Korea, wasn't it? They had a mirror for you?
It was a rather interesting little trip. The hard part was finding them. You know, for a group that was theoretically a counter-protest, I had to go up several blocks, hang a right, hang two lefts, and then go up several more blocks, a total of just over a mile away, to even find them. And what was interesting is they had a Girl Scout troop meeting on the opposite side of the building, and I first went there thinking that small group was the one that was the Moms Demand Action meeting. But I ended up figuring out that when they had cookies that I was at the wrong place. So I went around the building and did find the protest. And, yes, they did have people stationed around the perimeter. And I guess the black Black Hawk tactical shirt that I was wearing must have been a pretty good giveaway.
Well, I don't know. I've got a couple of those, and they don't say Black Hawk tactical across the chest. I mean, they have a little label on them. I mean, I was going to ask, were you wearing a Punisher ball cap, perhaps? Or
I wasn't. You know, I was wearing jeans and a black shirt and just my backpack that has my computer in it. And I must have simply looked the part.
They were profiling you.
Yeah, I was profiled, I'm sure. And so I did have a rather doughy young man with glasses and a hipster beard and a plaid shirt following me around, talking into his radio, looking as if he was expecting me to explode into violence at any moment. It was rather amusing.
Now, a hipster beard. Now, a lot of the tactical guys, they like to grow their tactical Taliban beards. This was not a tactical Taliban beard?
No. You know, most of the guys who go for the tactical route tend to have, you know, at least a little bit of muscle on them. And this guy looked like the only exercise he got was picking up scones from Starbucks.
Scones. Mm.
Yes. And so it was.
Did anybody ever approach you?
Nobody. I mean, he followed me around, but nobody came directly up to me. And, you know, I was not there to really mingle with them or to talk with them, because they were all bussed in. We know what they think. I just wanted to see if I could find any actual locals among the crowd. I wanted to get an estimate of the crowd size, and I just wanted to listen to a little bit of the talking points and see what the crowd reaction was like.
Were you evilly tempted to approach the doughy young man with the hipster beard and say, "Hey, I see you follow me around. Have you got any questions?"
I was going to, I actually did humor the thought of asking him if he was going to ask me out on a date. but I refrained. I was good. I minded mm-hmm. my P's and my Q's.
Oh, my.
And I just walked around the perimeter of the crowd while listening to the speech. I took a couple of pictures. I did notice that somewhere between 10 to 15% of the crowd was media. There were a few folks there that were obviously paid security, that were armed security, which I found amusing. And then there were a few more folks that were supposed to blend in as security, and I made one of them as well. But it was quite hilarious when I made Shannon Watts' bodyguard from 30 yards away by the cheap suit and the bulge on his right hip.
Bulge.
Yeah.
Is Indianapolis, that's not a gun-free zone, is it?
That is not a gun-free zone. I asked an officer about an Indianapolis police officer later in the NRA press room, if it was legal. And he said that, you know, you may open or conceal. So it is, you know, and people did carry all over the convention center, by the way. they did not have any ban on it there. I have been to events, you know, even pro-gun events where the convention center rules say no, but such was not the case here.
That always makes me scratch my bald head when I see that.
Yeah.
Gun shows, too. Yeah. Is that the way it is with gun shows in North Carolina?
Yes. And the reason it is with gun shows here is because we have the occasional knucklehead who will come through and think that something is unloaded and pull the trigger. Usually, and it's usually not the folks in the, you know, it's not the FFLs. It's some guy coming in from off the street with grandpa's shotgun.
Yeah.
We actually did have that exact incident happen last fall. Yeah, so it was interesting to go and look at the rally and just listen through them as they went through the motions. I think when I wrote about it, I used the line, I've seen more enthusiasm at a wake.
Yes, you did, and I thought that was quite humorous myself.
It was very sad. I mean, it was, I could not easily identify anyone that I thought was local. I'm sure there had to be a few people from Indiana there other than Shannon Watts. But most of these folks had their every town posters. They had their every town t-shirt, which they had worn from their hotel room that Michael Bloomberg had paid for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were bussed in. They were not from the area. They were there to provide a stock audience to a group of paid attendees and speechmakers. And there was no enthusiasm. They got in a few good chants on cue, as any good cult member does, but for the most part they looked hot, tired, and ready to leave. And that was with me getting there 15 minutes after it began.
Now, when we get back, I know on Bearing Arms, this is the thing I love about anti-gunners. They're trying to put a spin on the event that you observed.
Mm-hmm.
You have quite a candid picture with you pointed out there with that highly tactical backpack looking dangerous. Your arms are crossed in that one, aren't you? You're just giving off a bad vibe.
I'm a horrible person, Bill. I really am.
I know. An insurrectionist. But when we get back, we're going to talk about the spin and the fact that they completely gloss over the fact that, you know, people like you were there observing and just your take on it, just because that's so entertaining as well. BearingArms.com, I go there a lot. I go there a lot because Bob is effective. Bob is, he does exactly what I need for him to do, and that's he brings up the stuff that a lot of people aren't talking about. And he does it with a very keen sense of analysis without getting, one of the things I hate, Bob, is people that get out there and they're so impressed with their own vocabulary that they have to write a sentence that's four or five lines long to put out an idea that might take three words. Which is not to say that you don't have the vernacular, buddy, but we will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town,
world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. I like having Bob as a guest because I like reading his stuff, but I had to have him on today because he did some stuff I envy this past week. But in the after action review, the Moms Demand Action are claiming some things that you've already debunked as soon as they put it out, haven't you?
Yeah, starting with their attendance data. It was very funny when I went to their Facebook page yesterday. I followed a link over from someone else, and they tried to do a crowd shot and claimed that they had 300 people in attendance. Well, they made a mistake. They actually did provide a fairly high-resolution shot. And so it was possible to zoom in and do an actual head count. And I know that this was not quite the entire crowd, because off to the side, on the right side, as you look at their picture, was Watts's bodyguard. But I went through and I did a head count. They claimed 300, and while I was not including the people on the stage speaking, I got a count of 156, not including myself.
When you're talking about her bodyguard, is that the one that I've codenamed Baby Huey?
I don't know. This is one of the this is the one that bumped Dana Loesch for daring to ask Shannon to retract some of her slanderous claims made against her.
Shannon Watts is really not interested in talking to anybody, is she?
She is interested in collecting a paycheck from Michael Bloomberg.
Which she claims she gets paid nothing. You saw that, didn't you?
I'm sure she would claim that. She might, okay, for the donations she accepts from Michael Bloomberg, would that make more sense?
Yeah, I guess it might.
Yeah, I strongly doubt that she and her group are going around the country just out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing what they're doing because they're paid and they're bussed in to be doing what they're doing. When she left the rally, she got into a SUV with New York plates. Who else lives in New York?
Let me think. Could it be Little Big Gulp?
Yes, it could. She was in a vehicle that I strongly suspect was an armored vehicle at that, paid for by Bloomberg with her armed bodyguards that looked like some of the guys I've seen with him that were former NYPD blue before they were hired away.
One of the things that, you know, when I look at these guys, I mean, they're there primarily for the quote-unquote intimidation effect. But when I look at them, they're sort of losing it with me because I'm looking at them, the first thing I'm thinking is they would have died in a Chris Costa class.
And I haven't taken a class with Costa, so I don't know how I would fare either. But they did not look to be particularly intimidating. I mean, they had the Mr. Clean, you know, head cut and the shades, and they were trying to look, I think, intimidating. I just kind of found it amusing.
Instead of looking well-fed.
Yes.
You could see there's two brands of Costa students. There are the young ones that when he says sprint, they take off as fast as they can. And then there's the breed like me that says, you know, I'll trot. And when the other students give me a bunch of stuff over that, I say, well, you know, you guys are the ones that ran into the fire first, so you ask me who's the dumb one here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that you did that I haven't seen anybody else do this yet. You were first off of the dime on this one. You've already started taking up this thing about at the FedEx shooting where they're claiming he was running around with a belt of ammunition around his chest, which to the untrained eye looks quite intimidating, except that those only work with crew-served weapons that, you know, are not very ubiquitous in the United States. Certainly not a 19-year-old kid that is going to get a hold of them. Do you think that's part of a spin that they're trying to put to it, sort of like the New York Daily News does, or what do you think?
Well, it was interesting, and for the, you know, just in case folks haven't heard about it, there was a tragedy yesterday in Kennesaw, Georgia, where a 19-year-old decided that he was done with this world and he was going to try to take some folks out on the way, and he grabbed a shotgun and went to the FedEx facility where he worked and opened fire and before committing suicide. And while the media knew within hours that this young man had used a shotgun, the sheriff's public information officer had come out, had made that very apparent. Even as late as last night, almost, you know, more than 12 hours later, you had media sources putting out this utterly false story that he was using an AR-15 and that he looked like Rambo. And they were basing all of this on the words of this poor young woman who worked there, who was obviously in shock over
right.
what was going on, who obviously does not know a shotgun from a
water gun,
shot of bourbon. Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, she wouldn't, you know, when you're traumatized in something like this, your recollections of what you see, number one, aren't going to be accurate. And if you don't really know what things are to begin with, It was black and scary is probably what she saw. She saw a firearm. It scared her. And, you know, I'm not blaming her at all. She was under a tremendous amount of stress and was relating what she thought she saw that her mind remembered. You know, and eyewitnesses are notoriously inaccurate. But she was doing the best she could.
Sort of like the ones in the Holmes shooting where everybody thought he was armored from his instep to his brow.
Exactly. You know, people are going by perceptions generated under stress, which just does not work well. And, you know, I don't blame them at all. But the media knew almost immediately what kind of firearm this guy was carrying. And just like they did with Aaron Alexis in the Washington Navy Yard, they went ahead and ran with the false information using a faulty eyewitness account to get away with what would otherwise be an absolute falsehood. They knew that they were misreporting this story and chose to misreport it anyway because it fits their narrative.
Yeah. I've noticed that this isn't getting the same kind of play in the mainstream press as the L.A. Clipper owner story.
Well, now, if he had had an AR-15, you would not have heard the end of it.
Oh, well. You know, I hadn't considered that.
Well, you know, because it's the gun that's evil. It's not the heart of a or mind of a person. It's just like, you know, when somebody goes on a stabbing spree, it's the fault of the knife.
They never blame the knife. It's always the poor deranged young man. He was bullied. They always blame the bullying. It's always bullying then.
You know what? I think all of us were bullied at some point as kids, and I don't remember anybody of my generation going out and trying to blow away hundreds of people or dozens of people or anybody for that matter as a result of that.
When I was in junior high in South Carolina, I was part of the busing program where they were integrating the schools. Mm-hmm. So we went to a junior high school in a black neighborhood, and the only time I ever saw anything even remotely evil is I saw a white kid draw a steak knife on another white kid. And, you know, everything else, every other stereotype never happened. Laughed my gluteus maximus off, had a great time the whole time I was there.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
I wasn't surprised at all. That was very, very, big in my, in the shaping of my ute. Bearingarms.com. Bob is very prolific. That's the other thing that's good about him. I've got this picture of you just watching five different computer screens and two TVs on, and you're just constantly updating the site on a regular basis. What is on the front page today, you're not going to find it tomorrow because he is so prolific. And he is spreading out. I mean, a lot of the conservative outlets are looking at him because he does write good stuff. He writes good stuff, good factual stuff, and he is everywhere. He's becoming ubiquitous. Hang on one more time, Bob, if you will. We'll be right back. Last time today, I give it back to RBN on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. He just got back from the NRA convention, where prior to and during, he got to do a couple of novel things. But because he got to hang out with the anti-gunners, which I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to play with the anti-gunners. But he also got to be at the NRA convention as well. When you were there, how many new people were there? How many people were looking around at the world of gun ownership with big, wide eyes?
Well, as far as new conference attendees, I was one of them. This was my first NRA show. But there were a good number of folks who were going there for the first time. There were lots of kids. You know, they love the media loves to put out this stereotype of gun owners as fat old white guys. And granted, there were bunches of them there. There were also women and kids and people of other races, and all of them were there for the same reason. And that is, gee, what have they got in this booth? Is it anything that I want? What is going to set off the gimme, gimme, gimme button? And it was, that is my favorite part of the show, is, you know, we have other people from our organization that will go out and cover the speeches, and I'm more than happy to let them do that. Where I find my enjoyment is just walking out to the exhibit hall and just watching the smiles on people's faces. Both the exhibitors and the customers. The people coming into the show. I've got a good friend of mine is a marketing manager for one of the optics companies, Hawk Optics. And I would just love going over there and busting his chops and watching the banter back and forth between him and his customers, going over to some of the over in the collector's row and watching these guys explain the history behind some of these rifles. And, there were collections of Winchesters from the 1800s, and they were explaining these histories. There was a group there representing miniature gun collectors and builders, and it was so neat just watching these guys taking a delight in explaining their hobby, making these little firearms that are fully functional and only an inch or two long, and explaining that to people stopping by their booth. It is all about the personal communications. The fact that we rally around firearms at the NRA show is not all that surprising. You know, that is the common thread is our respect for the Second Amendment. But when you get right down to it, it's just about people and being around good people.
You know, Anthony Calandro of Gun for Hire was on the show right before you were. Mm-hmm. And he was down there, and one of the things he was talking about, a taxi cab driver that drove him somewhere who had joined the NRA because he had ferried so many attendees to it and found them to be so polite and so easy to talk to and just so, you know, just so solid that mm-hmm. he decided to join the NRA not because of them but because of the membership.
You know what? That is now I've not heard that story before. But that does mirror a story told to me by another pair of writers who was at the show. They had a shuttle bus driver who had always thought that what the media always said about the NRA was true. But after 3 days of driving them around, you know, driving members back and forth from the hotels to the show and noticing how polite and fun and respectful they were, he completely changed her view of what the NRA membership was about.
Now, since you've attended that and you got to see the attendees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you to be in that conference call now with Josh Sugarman, would you ask him, hey, you keep talking about the billionaires that are buying all the guns and how gun ownership is actually contracting. That was not the case when I went to the... I was behind enemy lines and I went to the conference. Would you care to address that?
Yeah, I mean, it was very interesting to see his take on things. But it's not what I was running into at all. Most of the folks at the NRA show were solidly middle class. There may have, there were quite a few who might have been even upper middle class. But, these were blue-collar, white-collar folks, lots of blue jeans, lots of Dockers. It was just a good cross-section of America. I did not see anybody who was carried in, on porters in a chase. I did not see anybody with bodyguards coming in, wearing $1,000 suits. It was folks like you and me, just good, honest, hardworking folks from one end to the other, 75,000 of them.
When I go out in the open, I do wear my $2,000 Shatner 2000 hairpiece.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah. Circa Wrath of Khan. Taking away from that, when you look at all the stuff that you write about that's happening in Connecticut, New York, what happened in Colorado, when you look at the Bundy Ranch and the groundswell of support he got out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come off of both observing anti-gunners and the falsehoods that they just talk about how many people show up, And then you get involved with the average gun owner that shows up on their own dime because they just want to check it out. What do you take away as we look forward in the Second Amendment argument? What do you conclude from all that?
Well, it's really very simple. The folks who are pro-Second Amendment are there because they want to protect their rights, and they have found that they have a lot of fun doing so. On the opposite side, the anti-gunners are generally very bitter, angry people who have a complex where they want to tell people how they should live. These are people who are scolds and nag, and they're just generally very unpleasant people from start to finish.
Sad, too, aren't they? They're afraid, aren't they?
They are. You know, the views that we got, the few of us who were there, you know, I told you about the doughy little man following me around. He was so apprehensive. Even though I was completely non-threatening, I did not address anyone. Just the fact that I was there and fit whatever profile, you know, I don't know that, you know, he knew who I was, but I was obviously not one of them. I was not one, you know, in every town for illegal mayor's supporter. And that was obvious. And that terrified him. And it was just very sad to watch.
See, this is why I want to show up dressed the way I want to have an empty drop leg holster. You know, I want to have all that stuff. And I just want to be standing there. Now, I like the way you were standing there with your arms crossed. And I would probably do that, too. But I just want to be standing there glowering because I want somebody to engage me. So I can drop that pretense. Yeah, you know.
That did not happen. When people looked at me, they looked back down at the ground. And I'm not a scary-looking guy. I promise I'm not. So I was quite amused.
You sort of look like a guy who was toting around his laptop and put it in a backpack so you didn't have to carry it in one of your hands.
That's about what I was. And, you know, I'm a skinny fellow. I don't top out but around 165.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm going to beat anybody up either.
Yeah, well, that's why I want to get around one of the baby Hueys. I outweigh you a little bit, and I just would like to eyeball them up and down so they could eyeball me up and down and just see what they think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be intimidating. Anyway, before you take off, before we're done, tell everybody how they find what Bob Owens does.
We are at bearingarms.com, and we can also be accessed from townhall.com, where we are up in the masthead.
I know you don't have the time to do it, but you ought to seriously consider a podcast, even a short one. My two cents worth
right.
Exactly what you just paid for. All right. Thank you for joining me, sir. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Bill.
Yes, sir. All right, folks, that is it. We're going to do this again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It has never been about gun control. Not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.